JB's Now in the News.
Nowadays, almost all companies have a 1-800 number. Well, that used to be the case a few years ago. Now they have an 800 number, an 888 number, or an 866 number. And the reason for this is that so many people want toll-free numbers. Well, a Canadian airline had to clarify what its phone number is after some people misdialed and got an adult chat line. WestJet, one of the largest airlines in the country, uses one of the 888 numbers. But since many people don't realize, they have to be careful, and Ryan Seacrest reminds us every week to be careful how we dial, people were shocked to know that they can have fun, but it's not by taking a plane and going on a trip. And so...
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. The people you can't hear that are talking to me right now are saying to call it. Yeah, I'm not sure if we, Can we? On a live show, you want me to call a phone sex line. Has that ever been done before? Oh. All right, okay, sensors, get your finger on the bleep button. All right, so 1-800... I can't believe that. No, this is not on speed dial. Jeez. I'm glad there's no co-host on this show. All right, so I want to make a flight reservation. Here we go.
Hey there, sexy guy. Welcome to an exciting new way to go live, one-on-one with hot, horny girls waiting right now to talk to you. Lie back, baby. Relax. Get ready to meet real local students, housewives, and working girls from all over the country. Or live, one-on-one talk with a nasty girl who'll do anything you want for just $3.99 per minute. This service is brought to you by... You must be over 18. Enter your credit card now to join the fun.
Give me a card. I want to do this. I want to see if they'll take a flight reservation. She says they'll do anything I want.
Please hold for customer service.
Customer service, Pauline speaking.
Hi there. I was wondering if I could make a reservation on a flight from Toronto to Vancouver, please.
You need to be calling the proper number to do that.
This isn't the airline?
No, sir, it's not.
Oh, okay. Could you put me through to the right department, please?
I have no idea whatsoever. We're not in Canada.
Oh, well, I believe they said that you'll do anything. I was wondering if you could stop by and just come and walk my dog for me.
No, sir.
Well, that's kind of misleading, isn't it? Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thanks for nothing, Pauline. So a spokesperson from WestJet said that in 1997, when the airline was looking at purchasing an 800 number, it wasn't able to get 1-800-WestJet, as it was already owned by an American company that we just heard. Instead, it settled for an 888 number. Well, the spokesperson said some people do get the wrong number and wonder if the company has changed the services it provides. She said, all of the employees have been aware for several years that the numbers are quite the same. An airline analyst said, now that this bit of information is made public, it probably won't hurt business for WestJet. You know, I sense a prime business opportunity here. You know, on those long flights, why not just call up one of the gals and, well, make a reservation, if you will. I wonder how many times those girls have used the word cockpit.